Shout out to my homeboy, OJ Simpson. Keep up the good work, baby. Two less, we got to worry about. You understand?
What up, Juice?
Keep up the good work. Lewis Bamcom.
Yo, what up, Fresh?
What's up?
Oh, man. Tragedy struck the world.
Right.
Rest in peace to Orenthal, James Simpson. OJ Simpson, the Juice, man. Died of cancer. Yeah. I think prostate cancer.
Yeah.
At age 76. Very controversial figure.
Yeah, very. Very.
Coming out of college, highly recruited. Great NFL running back. Ran for 2,000 yards in a 14-game season.
Hell yeah.
Showed you his greatness because it took a lot of players 16 and 17 games
right.
to do it.
Right.
After retiring from the NFL, led a Hollywood life, was in a lot of Hertz commercials, in the movie, the Naked Gun movies.
Yeah.
But I think the most notarizing thing he's known for was that Bronco chase.
Yeah.
What was that, 96 or something?
94.
Oh, 94. Yeah. Wasn't that during the finals?
Yep, NBA finals, yep.
Yeah. Him and Al Collins?
Yeah, Al Collins, yeah.
Led the police on a slow speed chase. After he was alleged killing and placed on trial of murdering his former wife, Nicole Brown, and her, I guess, boyfriend, Ron Goldman.
Right.
Say, bro, how you feel about OJ?
The man got found not guilty. So, I mean, white people still harboring ill will toward him like he did. Like, he got away with murder. Yo. I mean, he funny to me. Like, he be saying some off-the-wall shit, like when he was on Cam and Mace.
He's always, yeah.
He funny as hell, man. Like, the dude is entertaining. I gotta give him that.
Make sure your phone's still going.
Yeah, it's good.
To me, OJ's a polarizing figure, hella charismatic,
right.
Extremely funny and witty. My problem with him is he faced trial and he was acquitted.
Right.
The only thing he's guilty of is the court of public opinion.
Right.
Like, if I was to, if somebody was to say, guess guilty or innocent, I would lean toward guilt.
Yeah, me too.
But him getting away with murder didn't bother me.
Right.
But it's funny. That's why people draw the line. Like, people are super upset with him that he might have got away with murder.
Right.
Like, Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner, yeah. And that was his partner, though. That's the shit that bothered me the most about that.
Bruce Jenner had a horrible tweet saying, good riddance, OJ.
Right.
OJ still got kids. Right. Who gonna see this shit? And I respect Bruce Jenner. I'm not calling you Kalen. You know why? Because you're confused.
Ain't he anti-trans or some shit?
This nigga's 74 years old. This nigga became trans in 2015.
Yeah.
How you 65 years old decide to become a woman? You could have been a woman in your 20s. Like, your life almost over with. You decide to wake up, I want to be a girl now. And he's not even a woman. He a nigga with a wig on.
Right.
He still his dick still swinging. Like he just put a wig on and say, I'm a woman now. No, nigga. You a nigga with a wig. And we are not anti-trans. Yeah, I fuck with trans people.
I'm anti-Bruce
Jenner.
Yeah.
I'm not calling nigga Kalen. I call you Carl.
And this nigga killed somebody in the car wreck.
And he a murderer.
Right. He a real murderer. He's not a legend.
Oh,
he really like, did it.
OJ Simpson allegedly killed somebody.
Right.
Bruce Jenner killed somebody.
Right, he did it.
Like, man.
And he don't even deny it. Like, he's not like, oh, that's not what happened.
He can't deny it. It's public
right.
knowledge.
I know.
Like, he's a killer. Like, say, bro, OJ said he didn't do it. He got away with it. So, we can't prove he did it.
Right.
We can prove Bruce Jenner's a fucking murderer.
Right.
But I hate this own court of public opinion shit because we hold OJ to the standard, but we let other people go.
Hell, right.
we ain't show that same hatred and venom toward George Zimmerman. He killed Trayvon Martin, and he's still walking the streets.
Right.
There are six cops that beat the shit out of Rodney King on camera, and they were acquitted. Right. Like, there's no video of OJ stabbing somebody.
Right.
Video probably been fire. It would have went viral.
No. Nigga, hell, that shit would have been gruesome. Nigga, Nicole Hayde almost got cut off. Whoever cut hit up with that must have been a big ass knife, and that nigga was strong. Whoever did it,
we saw the knife. It was like a regular butcher knife.
Oh, okay.
Hey, they saw the knife.
She was down there decapitated.
Nigga was cutting.
Like that shit would have been gruesome. I didn't want to see no shit like that.
Nah, I don't appreciate the hate that OJ gets, because since when he beat that murder trial, that right. double murder, he had a charge in Vegas. Somebody stole his memorabilia.
Yeah, he tried to steal it back.
He tried to get it back. And they gave that boy cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah, they gave him 12 years for that, huh?
A crime that normally gets him like 8 months for. That's what they were saying on like CNN and Fox right. News. It's like right. an 8 month crime. They started charging on kidnapping, assault with a deadly weapon, held against your will.
They put hella sauce on them charges.
They was like, since you got away with this, we're going to get you with this. Right. That's why I don't respect the judicial system.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did too.
That's why I'm glad he beat that murder. And on his deathbed, he should have said, "Yeah, I killed that bitch, and I'll do it again."
You can't do that. Not with them kids right now. That's their mama.
He can't go to jail.
I mean, but you don't say that to your kids.
Double jeopardy.
You gonna say that to your kids? I killed your mom, and I'm glad, and I got away with it.
Nigga, the conspiracy theory is his son did it. Nigga, they got a lot of evidence pointing to that. Nigga's son doing it. He taking the blame as a good father.
Yeah.
Well, that makes him a great father because, damn, he's the most hated nigga in the world. In fact, he had America split. Like all the black people were celebrating.
Yeah. The reaction videos I saw. Yeah,
they were angry.
It was mad. They still mad though. It's crazy.
And I'm still happy.
They've been mad for 30 years now. But they tell us like this. They always tell us to get over slavery, get over it. And like they always telling us it happened such a long time ago. You guys need to get over it.
Yo, we gonna start doing that for the OJ thing. Come on, man. Shouldn't be fucking that nigga, man. It's about the OJ paying them bills.
Yeah.
Man, but stabbing somebody, that's gruesome. You could have shot him.
Like, bro, he damn near cut her head off. That's how many times he stabbed her up.
But I ain't like that Ron Goldman nigga. I ain't like that nigga.
Why?
Because I don't like his dad.
What if he wasn't nothing like his dad?
Don't matter.
That's fucked up.
The child should pay for the sins of the father.
And they talking about he might sue OJ kids.
Yeah, they trying to get the estate.
Yeah.
Because OJ is, first of all, they made that nigga pay like something ridiculous. It's like $30 million or something. They trying to get that nigga to pay $30
million. Right.
I said, bro, you know he was a football player in the 80s. They wasn't making $30 million. They must think he Patrick Mahomes. What the fuck? That boy's probably making $1 million. I'm pretty sure he didn't accumulate $30 million in his whole lifetime, career in movies. He didn't make no $30
million. Right.
They coming up with some wild shit. I think somebody sue me for $30 million right now. I don't know how you going to get it. I don't know how you getting it, nigga. Impossible. You want a PS5? That's all you're getting? Oh, man, you start the pod, nigga. Yo, Mike, start the pod in 3, 2, 1. Yo, man. Season 7, episode 150.
We're going to big.
Get your money up, man. Get your money up, man. We out here. Went to the ATM just for this moment. Yo, what's good? You gotta bump that. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. And what? Under pressure. Under more scrutiny. And what I do. Shout out to Kanye West, nigga. Are you cut it? Bought more jewelry. How you feeling, bro?
I'm good. Feeling good. Feeling good.
Start of season 7, episode 150 of the TMI podcast. That's toxic masculinity issues. You know us? We bring that toxic shit to the forefront and y'all could be anywhere in the world, but y'all rocking with me and Fresh. Yo, we are so grateful. I know I say that every week, but I do really mean that shit.
Right.
When people, like, in person or social media, like, recognize us and say shit like, yo, I'm a fan of the podcast, that mean the world to me.
Right.
That mean the fucking world to me. Yo, people, do people approach you and be like, I see the podcast?
Yeah. Especially on IG and shit like that. Especially, like, if you post the clips. It'd be like, a lot of people be like, oh, I ain't never heard you talk before.
Yeah, I mean, how you feel about this? Like, you ever thought about going solo?
Hell no.
Yeah.
It never crossed my mind.
The thought never crossed my mind.
Not even for a second.
I know, I think it was like season two, somebody was like, hey, you should go solo. I'm like, man, shut the fuck up. Like, like, no homo, we a package deal. This was a long, it was like episode like 30 or something. It was a long time ago. But I think we was trying to find our footing, and I wasn't really good at this. You weren't really good at this. We were like funny, but we weren't good with the segueing or being captivative or nothing like that.
Right.
But you know, over time there's growth and improvement. So man, how you feeling about season 7?
I'm excited. I'm always excited because I want to see by the time we get to 175 how much better or worse or our fan base has gotten, everything. What kind of guests we got coming in. We always have different kinds of guests doing different kinds of shit. It don't be just be people like us up here shooting the shit.
Well, we got big shoes to fill from season 6.
Right.
That was my favorite season. From the feedback I got from the audience and our fan base, that was their favorite season. Right. They enjoyed
it. That was probably our most important one because it showed our growth.
Like, I've been growing. I'm a grower, not a shower.
That's what little dick niggas say.
Yo, how your week was, man?
It was good. Went to the doctor. Got some good news. I'm doing steady. Steady means good. I ain't getting worse, so you know how that is. You don't never want to get no bad news when you go to the doctor. Like, you ass hung up in my face, though. Shit. What the fuck you was doing like that, nigga?
Probably paying 2K or something, nigga. Shit. This nigga. They ain't got to talk to you all fucking day. Talk to me, damn. Stupid ass. Last week, Alicia and our sister Ashley had an event at Blazing Wings in Slidell. You know, they sell a freeze dried candy.
Okay.
So I pulled up on them, bought some candy and shit. In fact, like a few entrepreneurs had their business going. Like, this lady was selling red beans. I got a big ass plate of red beans. They were good.
Right.
But they had a nigga shitting. Said, bruh, in one day I went through a half a roll of tissue paper. Like, like damn near the whole roll in one day, nigga. I was shit my ass. I might have shit like 9 times.
Yo. You ate that whole big ass plate in one day?
Of course.
This nigga greedy as a motherfucker.
I had the plate of red beans. I had 10 wings and some fries.
That's why you was shit like that.
On Monday, my old co-worker, his mom passed, so I pulled up on the funeral. I ran into some of my old co-workers. Shout out to Christine, Tammy, Janae, and Desiree. Shout out to Mike, my condolences. Like, nobody ever going to say I don't come through.
Right.
Like, if anybody doing something, regardless of what it is, I'm going to show up. Always been that way.
Right.
Almost, what day that storm hit?
That was Wednesday.
That was Wednesday. Oh, man, tragedy almost happened Wednesday.
Right.
One of the John Dogs got loose.
While it was storming?
Yeah. Like, DeJean called me, like, at, like, 5 o'clock saying, they had the door, the screen door, like, unlocked or something.
Right.
And the wind must have blew it open.
Yeah, because it was blowing our door when that worked. So I know that bitch was, that screen door didn't stand a chance.
So it blew open and the other dogs be chilling.
Right.
But Isaiah, he ran outside and nobody noticed. So when they closed the door, they thought he was in the room chilling.
Right.
So when the Jean got off, she like, "What's he?" And it was like, "Oh shit, the door was open. He might have got out." So she called me. Like, he's been outside all day. And he's old and blind.
Right.
But I was at Subway getting a wrap and some pizza. And something told me, like, go over there, you're going to find him. I don't know. Something told me I was going to find him. Riding up, I found him.
He was where he was?
Like, a block down the street.
Oh, okay.
But he's old. He's blind.
Right. He's not going to come back.
He was scared.
Right.
He was shivering. But, I think he heard my voice, though. Like, Zay, I hear my voice. So he stopped. I went and picked him up. And that was a relief. Shout out to God, man. That God always looking out for me, man. Like, always.
That could have ended in tragedy. Shit.
But my spirit told me I was going to find him. I wasn't even doubting it. I knew.
Right.
I knew if I drive over there, I'm going to find him. Right. And that's what happened.
Right. Shout out to Eric. The fucking tree fell on his fence and broke. Thank God that was all the damage he had from that storm. Because you know they had a tornado in Slidell. So I think that a tree just fell and broke part of his fence. They had power. They lost power for like a day and a half, some shit like that. So that could have ended way worse. So I'm glad that's an easy fix. So,
yeah, man, I'm glad that's all that happened. You remember Brittany Hardy?
Yeah.
She was on two episodes. Episode 46, Less Than Vest. That's what her and Dre, we talked about crypto. And she was on episode, like, I forgot what number it was called, co-parenting.
Right.
I got a good memory. But I see her apartment. She was by her sister on my son, and that apartment got destroyed.
Damn. Yeah. I'm glad they wasn't home, though.
I don't know if they was home or not, but I know her and her sister and her son are safe and alive.
Yeah.
But everything got destroyed, so that tornado was something major. I was like kind of looking on social media for my Slidell people, making sure they were safe, because I know a lot of Slidell people, me working out there for so long.
Right.
That's about my week, man. French Quarter Fest going on. You planning on going?
If I was going to go, I was going to go today, so, but I ain't go, so.
You still go today, nigga. It's early.
Nigga, I ain't going to deal with all that fucking traffic now. You crazy.
You crazy.
If I go, I go early so I can get the hell from down there.
I'm going tomorrow.
Shit. You and Dijon?
Yeah. They gonna say her name, but I might have planned on bringing somebody else.
Oh, Lord. That's why.
I'm just joking. Well, I can't even joke no more, man. I joke, nigga show the podcast. That's what Dominic said.
Oh, they out here snitching on my dog.
What we gonna start with, man? It could be two things we gotta start with, and it gotta be in music. let's start with that. Wait, I'm gonna let you choose.
You already know. I wanna start.
Wait, you try to go with Meg or
Cole?
No,
Cole.
All right, Jermaine Cole. So many times we champion him. I champion him on this podcast.
Right.
In fact, I don't even want to go in yet. Michael, give me your thoughts on J. Cole.
I was disappointed. I ain't going to lie. Because I thought it was, if you're going to call yourself the best of somebody, challenge you, you got to step up to the challenge. Like you, even if it's somebody you cool with, it ain't got to be no Biggie and Tupac beef where somebody might get killed, but nigga, you protecting your spot. So you got to come out with a verbal sparring. Like, I don't understand what the apology was for.
Should I break this down on all angles? J. Cole's not a negative person. So he might have apologized because he brought negativity towards somebody he cares about. Because I do believe he cares about Kendrick. But I don't think Kendrick cares about him the way.
Exactly.
In that same manner.
Right.
Because J. Cole, like, I don't want to go at it with my brother. I don't think J. Cole is scared of Kendrick. Lyrically, I don't think he's scared of Kendrick at all. I just think the person he is, I don't think he want to cross that line. Because, like, said, bro, like, we seen rap beef where lines get crossed. What's the last major beef we had in rap? Like, the last major one probably was Hov and Nas.
Yeah.
Jay-Z's mama made Jay-Z call it quits on Nas and apologize. Because Jay-Z was talking about fucking Carmen and nothing on the baby seat. Like, he was talking about that. Carmen, that's his baby mom's.
Right.
Like, that shit goes far. So, I guess J. Cole was not ready to go to that level of negativity. So, he apologized. But I think that might have been the weakest move in hip-hop history.
Yeah. Because what if Kendrick keep on taking shots? He gonna, how many cheeks you going to turn?
Well, J. Cole said, I'm sticking my chin out, so take your best shot. I ain't going to do nothing. But I don't even like Kendrick. But I want Kendrick to really knock this nigga the fuck out. I want him to punch. I want him to keep swinging at J. Cole to make J. Cole fight
right,
back.
Right.
Because J. Cole ended his career. I mean, J. Cole just committed career suicide. So he has to. If Kendrick don't diss him, he going to be suicide forever. But if Kendrick diss him, J. Cole could be like, fuck it. I thought you cared about me. Now you don't. Now I'm going to clap back.
Right. That's what I'm hoping for.
I'm hoping. Because otherwise, I don't want to hear J. Cole rap. I don't want him. That might delete later. I couldn't play it again. I don't want to play it again. He be talking hella confident and greasy. I don't want to hear that shit.
Right.
That whole, I'm the best, I'm Muhammad Ali. No, you're not, nigga. Hey, you're Jake Paul.
Muhammad Ali never backed down from a fight. Regardless of who it was. Like two people who count, like even in fucking combat sports, two niggas could be fucking best friends. And when they get in that ring, it's a fight. They're not trying to kill each other. They're competing. Like, it's about the competition.
It's funny, like, when J. Cole dropped that 7 minutes, I'm on Facebook arguing with Tony for the longest.
Right.
Tony feels so Tony always trying to be the smartest nigga in the room.
He do, dog.
Up there. J. Cole ain't talking about Kendrick. He's talking about himself. I'm like, no, yeah, nigga's talking
that.
About Kendrick.
I saw that.
And now, I'm right. If he wasn't talking about Kendrick, why are you apologizing then?
Right.
Like, come on. That nigga Tony was so wrong.
And then he was talking about, Cole lied on that fucking 7 minute. Talking about Kendrick, them albums he said was bad wasn't bad. They was bad.
Wait, that's not a lie, nigga. Music is your opinion.
Right.
I don't like Butterfly. It's I hate that shit. Right. That shit is terrible.
Talking about Kendrick, every fucking album he made was a classic. No, nigga, no, they fuck, they wasn't. Just because niggas bought it don't mean it's a classic.
You know how I know it's a bad album? Because I can't name two songs off Butterfly.
Shit.
I can't name two songs off The Steppers.
Cause nigga, I listen to it. You know, I know it's bad. Cause I only listen to it one time.
You know how
like,
I know
it's... one playthrough. That was it. They don't even have songs on the album. Listen to every once in a while. They don't have nothing on there. I'm going to play ever again.
Right. That's the difference between us and like regular fans. We don't contain bias. Like I'm a huge J. Cole fan, but when he put out Trash, cause he put out an album called For Your Eyes Only, and that shit was garbage.
Right.
That shit was garbage.
Look, I fuck with Kendrick.
I'm a huge Drake fan. That For the Dogs is in the toilet.
Yeah, it was ass.
In fact, his Drake Last 3 was kind of poo. I'm a huge Drake fan. I'm not a Kendrick fan, but I was bumping that Damn like a motherfucker.
Right.
That's why I played that Big Step because I was such a big fan of Damn.
Right.
Big Step was so bad I couldn't get past track 4.
I listened to the whole thing just to give it a chance.
I kept trying, but I kept cutting it off. Like that shit was bad.
They tell me if you gonna get it now, you gonna get it later. Like no, some shit just ain't entertaining.
Say, bro, rap does not go over my head.
Right,
I'm a connoisseur of music. Punchlines and bars do not go over my head.
Like nigga, like it's not like we don't understand what the fuck the album about. It's just not good. Nobody never said they don't understand. It's just not good.
It's not good. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Like this pains me. This pains me to do, but
And I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
It's the R. Kelly one. The R. Kelly I Hate You Award goes to Jermaine Cole for that performance he did. You stepped into a fight, you threw a punch, then you ran away.
Yeah. You threw a punch, you hit him too hard. He was like, oh, I didn't mean to hit you that hard.
That wasn't even like a knockout punch.
Right. Like that. Like that.
But that's why. That's why. I want Drake to reply, but I don't want him to reply. Because people chose, they picked their sides already.
Yeah, he's already, like, he already chose up.
Niggas who fuck with Cole,
they already
respect
chose
what
up.
He did with his apology.
Right.
Or he trying to be the bigger man. And, man, shut the fuck up. This is hip hop. This ain't beef. This is a sparring of words.
Right.
And niggas who fuck with Kendrick think like that was the best verse. But you know how I know it's culturally biased? You can't give me two lines from like that. You can't give me two lines from that song that he said.
Except for the big three shit.
Yeah, fuck yeah. The big three, nigga. It's just Big Me.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Give me one more line.
All the dogs getting buried. Cemetery shit? You see all the dogs getting buried? And Prince lived out Mike Jack. That's shit that stuck out in my head.
Prince, like, that's a high line. Prince outlived Mike Jack.
I'm just telling you what stuck out. I ain't saying
you know what
that.
Stuck out? Him saying, aw. Oh, I forgot to do our intros, yeah. We'll do better this segment.
I forgot about it.
You tell a nigga was jumping into you, motherfucker. But J. Cole, that apology was weak. I can't defend you no more, dog. I don't want nothing cold in my life ever again.
I ain't going that far. I still that's still my dog. I still listen.
That's
to
your dog. I don't want to hear a cold song no more.
Oh, no.
I don't want a cold drink. I don't want cold on Martin. I don't want nothing cold ever again.
You don't think you're going too far, dog?
Fucking cold world. No, it's global warming. It's a hot world, nigga. I don't want cold nothing. I don't want to see them dreads. I bet I see the nigga in some Crocs. Them dirty ass sweatpants you wear. Oh, dirty motherfucker, man. I can't stand this nigga now. I hate this nigga now. He embarrassed me so much. I'm on this stupid podcast defending this nigga. He embarrassed me. I'm ashamed of him. I'm ashamed for hip hop. J. Cole, you out of battle me now. And now niggas taking shots at him.
Yeah.
Like,
Simba?
Yes. Yeah, I like Simba can rap.
Yeah.
Man, and everything Simba's saying is right.
Right.
What are you going to do? If I'm a rap, I'm going to keep taking shots at Cole. What are you going to do? Clap back at me?
Yep.
You ain't clap back at Kendrick?
Yep. Because that's all it's going to look like you're scared of Kendrick. That's what it's going to look like. If you go at some low level nigga, you're going to look like you're scared of Kendrick.
In fact, music industry, I want everybody to make a diss track on J. Cole. We gonna make this nigga rap. Pitch ass nigga. We gonna make it look dirty ass rap. Them the smelly dreads. I know that nigga dreads stink.
I don't know. I can't defend it, though, because I don't understand the point of the apology. Like, it's not like he was on there rapping about, oh, I shoot you. I want some shoot 'em up shit. Oh, I beat you up shit.
No.
Like, because you diss the nigga music? Like, that's what rap is. Dissing the nigga skills.
Like, no offense, but everything Cole said was factual.
Shit.
Kendrick makes up. He does a verse every fucking 30 months.
Right.
Four albums in 10 years, nigga. That's not popping like that. And two of them was mid.
And that's like fucking, when Cole and Mello used to go at it. Cole be like, man, I ain't mean to score third. I feel bad. Next game, I'm going to go out there and get eight. Why, nigga?
No, because Kobe's a killer.
Right.
And J. Cole ain't got that. J. Cole got the Kobe talent.
Shit.
But he got the, I don't know, Kevin Durant mindset? I don't mean, but Kevin Durant a killer. I don't know who mindset he got. James Harden?
Oh, we talking about game seven, James Harden?
Yeah, James Harden not a playoff killer. He a regular season killer.
Yeah, regular season killer, Like, I was disappointed. I didn't even go, he didn't even make it through the weekend. He dropped the shit on Friday. Sunday, he was apologizing.
In fact, the new big three is Drake, Kendrick, and me. We had a new big three. Now, back to this intro. Oh, my God. This might be the first time we fucked up an intro, but I hope we just excited for season 7.
Right.
But you know me, Mr. One of a Kind, but I'm kind of the one Hollywood Nikki. Because I'm still hood. Hollywood couldn't change me. New drop, cause I'm still hood. Hollywood couldn't change me. For entertainment purposes only. The new Mike Fresh. Now, I look corny doing that. On the bright side, on music wise,
it depends on who you ask. Depends on who you ask. Because I saw a lot of people hating.
You know what?
A lot of women hating on Meg.
Hating on how?
Because they talking about they was degrading themselves. That's why. Don't look at me like that. Nigga ain't my words.
Yo. A lot of female rap does not have substance. A lot of it be like, fuck them, then I get some money. That be like the female rap. Like, all Meg dudes talk about being a hot girl, fucking, and ow. But I like that Megan challenge.
I love it.
Nigga.
I love it. I don't like it. I love it.
I'm talking about, I like the, like, even the bitches who ain't that, like, thick, man, Glow is clapping them cheeks. Yeah, Glow. Yeah, Glow. Glow is clapping them cheeks. Then Lotto come. Then my baby Coily Ray come. I like her little ass.
No, you know they got the think pieces out there. They're degrading themselves for likes. And y'all got to be better than this. And we supposed to be beyond making booty shaking videos. And
oh, women like shaking their ass. That's fun of them. Like women who dance love shaking their ass.
Right.
And niggas like me love watching ass.
Exactly.
Shit.
Like,
boy, Lotto cutting up. Boy, Meg ass be cutting up, man. Like, Meg better not come next to me. I'm getting SHR'd. That be coming out.
You can't control yourself, dog.
Meg, come on this podcast. I ain't wearing no pants. But you might well go in the room, man. You ain't going to join this podcast. I got to make myself comfortable.
Nigga, we definitely getting canceled. That fuck.
She might like it. Easy, big fella.
Oh, shit. Oh, shout out to Meg, man. That shit was crazy. You know how many people sent me that shit?
Just her.
I'm like, damn, nigga, I saw it. This is fuck.
Meg has to be shaking.
Yes. She know how to move her ass, dog. Like, that motherfucker be moving. But,
I mean, for the most part, every girl in New Orleans can move their ass. Like, when they used to play a drop and give me 50, all you did was see ass bouncing everywhere. like every New Orleans girl can shake.
Yeah.
It must be a South thing. Because them New York girls, they probably be just daddy whining or something. I don't know what they be doing. They be dancing like a step up or something. You know what they be?
Oh.
They be doing all that shit. So you know who I don't like? I seen a nigga Terrence working out. And that nigga ugly. He think he handsome, dog. I ugly niggas thinking they handsome. That nigga always working out and shit. Talk about some nigga flexing in the mirror and shit.
He always doing that shit, dog.
Who nigga think he is, man? Man, what up, T?
Like when I put that face card thing on Facebook, this nigga gonna put his picture up. Like, nigga don't want to see that. Nigga, nobody don't see your face.
Yeah. Nobody will see you, nigga.
Right. Tell me I'm handsome. Nobody, get the fuck out of here, nigga. That's it.
Say, bro, you know ugly niggas think they handsome? Like, I know a few ugly niggas that think, I'm probably one of them, too. Like, ugly niggas swear they handsome. Because I'm pretty ugly, but I think I'm handsome. I'm looking at my friend, like, Ricky. Whoa.
Yeah, Ricky, dude. Nigga, you talking about, you used to get on me about selfies back in the day? Ricky.
But Ricky ugly.
Ricky, he didn't put the camera, like, right there. Like, damn, nigga. He put that bitch right there in his face.
He like a husky Benny Fresh.
Pretty Ricky. This nigga.
That's my nigga, man. Yeah, but, man, niggas swear they handsome, man. I got this one nigga. Man, this nigga named Coleman. He's the ugliest nigga in the world. Oh, this nigga's ugly. He's way handsome.
Somebody gassing him up, dog.
I don't know who, because I'm his nigga, so I tell the truth to him. And he got the worst haircut ever. Like a palm tree. That nigga shit look bad. Like he looks bad on purpose. Nigga, just go to the barber. Like, nigga, just...
Nigga said he look bad on purpose.
Like, fuck it. Buddy ugly, too.
He's about to say... I knew he was about to say that.
Fuck it. Erica get off the hook. Erica was ugly. Dr. King looking at ass. He get off the hook. How acceptable. Tyrone got the... He got the worst bum ever. That nigga stay trash. He should have kept them locks. Yeah, my light Tyrone ass up too. Fuck that. I don't care no more, nigga.
That's fucked up.
It's old for that. This Mr. Nice Guy shit. I don't care no more. Oh, man. So, you looked at the solar eclipse?
No. Fuck no. It was too dark. There's too many clouds outside.
You bought some glasses?
No, I was at work. I was in the building, but I saw people like, yeah, houses across the street. So I'm looking at like people standing on the corners with their phones out, but it's so fucking cloudy you couldn't see nothing. So I'm like, and me and my driver, we just laughing. I'm like, these dumbasses really outside with their phone like this. You can't see anything. It's the fucking clouds too dark. It's not like it was sunny outside.
That boy might stay minding somebody else's business.
I'm looking out the glass. They right there.
But you're minding their business. If they can't see nothing, that's on them. You up there, oh, look at them. They doing like...
No, I ain't saying it out loud.
They ain't worrying about you.
I'm like, yes, they do.
Nigga ain't saying, hey.
You know what the fuck they was doing Wednesday? I was calling to see if y'all was open. Why the fuck would I answer the phone if we was closed?
I'm surprised nigga called. You lucky y'all got business.
Shit, fuck no. It's raining? Niggas ain't leaving their house?
I'm telling the truth now. Y'all piece of trash.
Shit.
I'm telling the truth. No more lies.
Nigga, when did you ever say we saw anything good? You been saying that since forever, nigga.
But I don't want y'all so... I don't want y'all to sell another pizza. No more pizzas for y'all. I don't want no more pizza sold. Y'all shit is bad. I'm done with y'all pizza.
Okay.
I don't want nobody buying y'all pizza ever again.
I don't give a fuck what you like. Shit.
You do care what I like.
Shit.
I'm your brother.
What? Nigga, the shit ain't bad when I make it, so I don't give a fuck what you talking about. I don't know who make your shit.
Nigga, Domino's.
What y'all didn't realize is a lot of people that work for Domino's don't know how to make pizza.
Mike, what you fail to realize is I make a pizza better than you.
No, you don't. Shut the fuck up.
We worked in the same building.
No, you don't.
I out-pizzaed you.
You can't outdo nothing pizza related with me, nigga.
Dog, when we was in the arena together, I out-pizzaed you.
No, you didn't. So you gonna sit up here and tell this lie?
I'll make a better pizza.
No, you didn't.
To me, it was. How you mad because I make better pizza than you, dog?
Because
I'm a natural.
No, I'm mad because you're lying.
How am I lying?
Because you are lying.
My pizza tastes better than your pizza.
Why are we having this dumbass conversation?
Because you want to admit...
It's worse than the James Harden bullshit.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, because now I'm getting mad. Fuck.
I mean, sometimes the truth hurts.
Yeah. Like when LeBron being better than James Harden.
And that Lizzo song. Truth hurts. Speaking of pizza, niggas like tip the driver and shit, sometimes. Yeah. They gotta flip that shit or they keep it.
Right. Whatever tip you get, it's yours. Inside, on the road, whatever.
How you feel about tipping?
Consider where I work. I mean, I think it's not mandatory, but I appreciate it. I be having to teach, like, when they hire a driver, because, you know, some people really get upset about not getting a tip on, say you order $89 worth of food. Some people don't tip. I be telling them, just don't worry about it. Just get it on the next one. Like, you can't really be like, because, you know, they you be human. So you'll be like, oh, that's the motherfucker who ain't tipped last time. Don't be going there with no attitude. Don't do nothing. Because the first thing they're going to do is call the store and try to get you in trouble. Don't worry about it. Just hand them the food. Say, thank you. Have a good day. That's it. You ain't got a chin and grin and all that shucking and jiving. You ain't got to do none of that because you already know what you're dealing with. Hand them their food to walk off. Like, don't even give them the satisfaction of having a reason to call and complain about you.
I was on Facebook this week, and I saw a girl post. Well, the dude made a post about, this is how my black people tip. This is how white people tip. And then she shared it.
I'm sorry of that narrative bullshit, because I know plenty of white people who don't tip. I know people who come in there every day, every week for the same thing every week and don't ever tip.
I hate that. Yeah, I hate that narrative that false narrative that black people right. don't tip. And the fact that it's the fact that it gets spread is our fault.
Right.
Because the white person is not gonna spread it because they don't be accused of being racist. So they're not gonna sit right there and share it or spread that.
Right.
It'd be black people spreading false narratives or negative narratives toward us.
Right.
That's annoying.
Right.
And if it was a black dude that made the post and she shared and she up there, black people don't tip, man, get the fuck out of here. I could bring so many scenarios where we tip.
Right.
I'm never gonna forget the time that me and Dre went to the strip club. We was on Bourbon, and I got about 1,000 ones on me. Like I got buku ones on me. I got about 1,000 ones on me.
Right.
Oh, Dre got about 1,000 on him. Well, I don't know what he got. Probably 1,000 or something. Like we go in the club, and they got like it ain't that busy, but like every dance was kind of like ignoring us, or like walking past us and shit. I guess they thinking two young black people were broke. This was a while ago. This was like in 2016, right. 2015. It was a long time ago. But I guess they got the impression that we broke. But this black chick started talking to us, and she was like, "Yeah, bro, they probably think you ain't got no money. That's why I ain't talking to you." I'm like, "All right, I got you." I'm like, "When you hitting the stage?" She's like, "I'm about to go on next." I'm like, "All right." I look at Dre. I'm like, "We going up there?" Nigga made a tsunami on that fucking stage. Nigga's throwing money. I'm a nigga. Looked at Dre. And I guess he was like, "That's all you got?" Dre went in my pocket, popped another band. I was going to throw. Like, I remember this happening. So after, like, she got off stage, she, like, hugging me, like, "Oh, thank you. So then the bitches start flocking to us. Right. Like, "Nah, don't fucking talk to me." Like, you can lose that stigma that black people don't have money or
right.
don't tip.
Right.
Especially when I go to restaurants, I'll overtip.
Every time.
I overtip. Like, my food could be 40, I'm tipping 20.
Right. Like even anytime I get food, I tip. Whether I'm go to the restaurant, fucking Grubhub, Uber Eats, I tip everybody, everywhere.
And I want to say this: if you're a server, and your biggest gripe is that you're not getting tipped, don't stop depending on the patron to pay your salary. Your job should pay a livable wage where you don't have to rely on tips.
Right.
Or find another job. Because I have people saying, "If you don't want tip, don't go out to eat." I go out to eat if I want to.
Right.
Tip ain't mandatory. I tip because I tip. And I think, you know, I eat out every day. Only one time in my life I didn't tip. And my service was that bad, I refused to tip.
Right.
I think I took my dad, my stepmom out to eat with Dijon. I took us all out to eat. And I think it was at Copeland's. The service was that bad. I like, I'm not even tipping. And I never done that. You know you gotta be bad. Right, right. We did not tip you. Right.
Even like I think me and Robin first day we went to fucking what's the name of this fucking restaurant? Because I didn't even eat the food. It was trash. The food was bad.
Burger King?
No. It was better than that, nigga. No, the food was bad. I forgot. And I'm like,
Rally's.
Nigga, Rally's good. Nigga, I ate that shit. I wish I would have went to fucking Rally instead of going there.
Where you went, nigga?
Like, I'm like, I ain't even eat all the food. I'm like, this shit terrible. She laughing because she got some corn rice bullshit.
Zias?
Yeah. I'm like, this shit terrible. She laughing her ass off because I'm nibbling at the food like a fucking baby. I'm like, damn, I'm going to get something to eat after we leave here because I can't eat this shit. This shit bad. And I still end up tipping. And I ain't even eat all the food.
I mean, bad food won't have me not tip. Bad service makes me not tip.
I mean, the service was good. The lady kept coming back and yeah. I guess she saw me. I guess she must have seen it like a first date situation. So she kept coming back. "Oh, y'all good? Y'all, you know how they be doing all the extra shit." So, like, I'm like, damn, this shit terrible. I'm hungry as a motherfucker. I can't eat this shit.
So, bro, we can't get mad as a server, like I said, at the patron for not tipping.
Right.
I expect people to tip. I think you should tip between 18 and 20%. Well, I say 15 and between 15 and 20. But if you don't want to tip, that's on them. And some people don't deserve tips, especially a nigga posting a picture saying,
"Receipts,
this is how black people tip, this is how white people tip."
That's tacky. Like, you don't do no shit like that. You just, you give them, if they want basic service, give them basic service.
Like, dog.
Like, you ain't got to be you ain't got to have an attitude, you ain't got to be rude, just, you know.
Get a job that pay you, bum ass nigga. Get a paying job, you bum ass nigga.
Because people who do amazing jobs, I don't ever hear them complain about tipping. It'd be people who got an attitude problem who they complain about fucking tipping. Because you ain't getting tipped because they can sense you got an attitude when they walk through the door. Because you're judging them based on how they look.
You made a great point. You made a fantastic point. People who provide great service typically provide great service all the time.
Yes.
So the tip is never a problem. They usually get it. But some people kind of provide halfway service. Like, and then I read comments. So people was like, yeah, I don't like going to black tables. We used to pay rock, paper, scissors, and the loser got to go to the table. I'm like, nigga, you ain't got to come to my table ever. Shit.
Right. But you can always.
In fact, let the service be bad. I might pull some petty shit and tip the other waitress.
Right. But you can always tell when somebody really don't want to help you, don't want to take your order. Because you got to keep like, well, what the fuck is the waiter? What the fuck is the, why? If I got to keep asking that, no. I might walk out this bitch and not pay for none of this shit.
Yeah, I do that. I walk out.
Because if I ain't coming back, I don't give a fuck.
I'm walking out.
Right. That's it.
I ain't paying for my drink either. You're going to chase me? Fuck out of here. You're going to stop me?
Stop him. He's dining and dashing. Grab his leg. You know, they got to tell white man that trying to be a hero.
That man going to die in that store. When I'm a mollywop that nigga. Don't touch me.
He's going to be some old man with a veteran hat. He's going to be playing that Proud to Be American in the background. That nigga was sitting down during the anthem. They gonna get your ass.
You want the people beat the fuck up, man. Say, bro, but I'm kind of done with tipping. I just wanted to get that gripe up.
Right.
But OJ passing had me thinking about the law. And our people are guilty by court of a public opinion and guilty by the law.
Right. When they're supposed to be, instead of being innocent until proven guilty, they're guilty until proven innocent.
Well, I mean, that's how we can look at it right now. That's how the media's going.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sean Combs was never tried on anything. Like, he was never tried. He never went to trial. He did take a large settlement behind Cassie. I think he fucked up. Cassie been trying to get money out of him. Right. So he should have settled with her before this shit like hit the mainstream. I guess he thought she wouldn't go through with it.
Right.
But so many celebrities are guilty by public opinion, but not by law. And some of them are like said to be innocent. Right, look at Chris Brown. No matter what Chris Brown does, he looks guilty to the public. That's why Chris Brown can never be a pop star. Like, he stuck to R&B because he got that street moniker. Been in trouble so much.
Right.
And he was accused of, what he was accused of, kidnapping a girl or raping her like 2 years ago or something.
He was?
It was a lie.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it was a lie. I remember that.
But from his past and his background, I did believe the victim at first until it was clear up. I believed her. It's who else we going through right now? Trey Songz.
Trey Songz, yeah. He got a fucking allegation every few months. Somebody come out and say he did something.
He just settled something like yesterday. Like something from 2016 or something. He settled yesterday. Trey has never been found guilty of anything. But in my opinion, I ain't guilty.
Right.
On so many levels, it's just too much smoke.
Like, but they got one or two allegations, it could be like a money grab. But he got, six or seven, something like that?
He got about six. And the first one came from Keke Palmer.
Right.
Who has changed in her own right. She has money.
Right.
She's probably richer than him.
Right.
In fact, actress money is richer than R&B money.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I would think she's richer than him. So right. It couldn't have been no money grab. Oh, no. And she's been famous longer than him.
Yeah.
So it's not no fame grab. I think it genuinely happened. That's why she came out with it.
Right.
But I don't know how we separate the public opinion from the evidence and the facts and the law.
I mean, the best way to move is just save your opinion till whenever they, if they on trial, wait till the trial. Because they're going to present the evidence. They'll never, every celebrity trial is never like closed off to the media. So they're going to have media in the gallery. They're going to provide updates and all this shit. You just wait for it to play out in court. But nobody, that's not social media. That's not good content. Being patient and waiting.
But the trial don't prove nothing because you could be found guilty. The only time the trial proves something is if you say I did this. If you say I didn't do it, you could be proven guilty or not guilty, and it could be a lie or whatever. Like, there are so many innocent people that went to jail.
Right. I mean, but the only people who really know the truth is the people that was there. And unless that nigga gonna be a stand-up nigga and be like, yeah, I did that shit. Nobody, everybody always say I didn't do it. Tory Lanez still say he didn't do it.
We phone up. But, all right, that Tory Lanez shit is, Meg got shot, nigga. Who shot her? Four of y'all. Nigga, who did it then? She didn't shoot herself, nigga. So it's three people. Who did it? The docket. If Tory say he didn't do it, like, okay, who did it then? You were there. Like, right. You didn't stand up for yourself or nothing, so.
But if you wait till the end of the trial and be like, well, I don't know if he did it or not. I'm just gonna wait and see what the court say. Like fucking like you said before, people get found, because I don't think Jonathan Majors did anything. I think they found him guilty just because he's a big black man and she was white.
She had marks on her.
I mean, but she was chasing him. And okay. She caught up to him. Like, if somebody swing at me and I put my hands up and grab them, what I'm supposed to do?
I don't know if he did something or not. I don't think he beat her ass. I think he might have, like, held her, choked her, shook her. I think he might have done that.
From her swinging at him,
but,
right?
Yeah, but it could have been in his right because the way she was aggressive at him.
But that means he's innocent of whatever they found him guilty of.
But I don't know. That particular night, he would look innocent. But they got a history of, that's not their first altercation. They had a history of it. So he might have beaten the ass in the past or choking or something. We don't know. I don't know what he done.
But it's
his fault anyway. Because she didn't turn crazy that night. She been had signs. He should have moved away then.
But you know, that's niggas. His fault. You know, niggas.
So he deserves what he gets.
But you know, niggas don't stop fucking with crazy bitches because the sex be too good.
He deserves what he gets.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're right. Technically, you're 100% right. But in reality, you know, niggas don't stop fucking with crazy bitches like that.
Of course I'm right. I've never been wrong a day in my life.
Shut the fuck up, niggas. Like, see, you always got to ruin a good conversation with some bullshit. Why you got to do that?
Me never being wrong is ruin a conversation?
Yes, because now you're taking the attention of what the fuck we talking about.
I'm letting the audience know I've never been wrong.
Oh, Lord. Don't fucking... I'm going to knock the fucking one out your ass. Stupid ass. In any of these fucking celebrity cases, it's hard to know the truth because nobody don't know what happened.
But then
because the police plant evidence on regular niggas, so imagine what they'll do to a celebrity nigga.
True, but I think it's harder to plant evidence on a celebrity. They cameras be around more.
I mean, that's one of the reasons. They found OJ not guilty. The jury thought, like, Mark Furman was a rapist and LAPD planted some of that evidence. Because they had so much of it, they thought some of it was planted.
And that could have been a case, too. Like, I seen this happen. Nigga could have did some shit, but he might be guilty. But the police probably think, or the prosecutor probably think, we won't be able to win this case. We got to plant something to make it...
Right.
Undeniable.
Right. Like, that's part of the reason they lost the fucking trial, because the prosecutors was trash. Fucking, fucking, OJ had the best team of lawyers money could buy. Shit. And that's one of the reasons why he got found out guilty. Another reason, probably he just didn't do it. Like you said, the son probably did it. Shit. That's another reason he probably got found out guilty. Like,
say, bro, he ain't trying to put that glove on, nigga. He kind of halfway, he kind of like this.
They had that nigga stop taking his fucking medicine so his hands could swell up too. So, like, them niggas, Like, nigga, Johnny Cochran was a motherfucker, dog. He had that shit. That game plan was A1, dog.
Pause.
What's pause about game plan, nigga?
Call nigga Johnny Cochran.
That's his name.
I ain't saying cock nothing, pause.
You want me to call him Johnny?
Yeah. Johnny C.
Sound like a fucking mob boss.
But look at your president, Big T.
Yeah.
Oh, was he found guilty of something?
I think the trial's still going on, huh?
I think he was proven to be paying Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, yeah, they like, found that. Yeah,
like can't using the campaign money to pay her hush money or some shit.
Yeah, pay hush money. Yeah,
but I don't know if he sexually harassed people. He said it. I mean, he said it out his mouth.
Yeah,
grab the pussy. Like he says it. But
I know he got found guilty in that defamation suit for sure. That lady, he owed lady a lot of money.
Think about this. Who protects black people?
Nobody.
Cause, all right. Remember, Roseanne.
Yeah.
Well, Roseanne Barr. They resurfaced the show.
They rebooted
the Roseanne show, but Roseanne made some anti-Jewish whatever tweet. She tweeted something,
yeah,
whatever, and they canceled Roseanne quickly.
No, they killed her. They kept the show.
It's called The Conners now. They canceled.
Yeah. They just renamed the show and killed that character. No, they never like canceled the show and bought it back again. No, they just changed the name of that bitch and killed her off.
That shit's a new show, nigga. Like,
no, it's the same characters.
Yes, but it went from Roseanne to The Conners. Like, if Martin leaves the Martin show and asks Gina, it's the same characters, but they can't call it The Martin Show anymore. It's a new show. It's called Gina now. They can't call it Martin anymore. It's a new show.
But they just kept going. It's like if they do that with Martin, they got to stop. And then they got started new. Like, they never stopped. They just kept going. They stopped filming, had a new episode come out when she was dead, and they just kept going.
But they had to take a name off there because.
Yeah, they took a name off, yeah.
And.
Like, nigga, she can't come back.
I know when anybody makes a somewhat anti-Semitic gesture.
Oh, yeah, Jewish people don't play. They don't play. They coming at you.
But Jewish people, like. What they gonna do? You think I care if a Jewish person watch the TMI podcast?
I mean, they run Hollywood, so that's why they got so much juice.
No, nigga, you know who run Hollywood? Niggas with power.
And they got and most of them Jewish.
Man, LeBron James gonna say, fuck them Jews. Not now, but LeBron T is gonna say, fuck them Jews, and guess what? He ain't gonna miss a beat. He not gonna miss a beat.
You think he'll be a billionaire now?
Yes. He not gonna miss a beat. They can do it to Kyrie because Kyrie's he's a good player. He's not marketable like that. Like Steph Curry could say fuck them Jews if he wanted to, and he ain't gonna miss a beat. Some people got the power to do that. Like LeBron is bigger than the NBA.
I feel you on that.
Like Kyrie Irving's not. It's easy to like.
But LeBron do a lot of business with Jewish people.
Like Kanye West is big, but he's not bigger than the fucking the Jewish community. But hip hop is.
Yeah.
So if hip hop banded together with Kanye West and said we not fuck them Jewish people, it'd be a different story. Like niggas wouldn't, well, the world wouldn't side with the Jews because hip hop's too important. Like we call hip hop a black market or whatever, but hip hop influences every culture.
Hell yeah. Like I can't think of one music genre that didn't come from us.
Just look at it. Every time something going on, everybody's protected. And you can't say nothing about gays or you get canceled. I can say what I want. I'm not famous enough, but I'm going to say what I want.
Right.
Even when we get famous, I'm going to say some derogatory, hurtful things. That's the way I talk. Because if I can say nigga, I can say cracker, yeah. I can say faggot. They all go hand in hand.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I'm waiting for some. I like that kind of fame. I'm waiting for somebody to be like, "Oh, he said faggot," but you wouldn't stand up when I said nigga,
right?
So it's cool. I could be derogatory towards black people, but I can't be derogatory towards fags. Oh, Because fag don't mean gay. Nigga, I call straight niggas fag all the time. Nigga, I call you a fag all the time.
Yes.
I don't think
in
you
fact,
gay.
In fact, I seen you call straight niggas gay, fag more than... I ain't never seen you do that to, like, hurtful to a straight gay dude. I ain't never seen you call a gay dude no derogatory term. I see you do it to fucking straight men.
Yeah.
All the time. So, like, how they gonna find... What they gonna complain about? Like, what they gonna say? How is that hurtful to the gay community? Because you weaponizing their sexuality? That's what they gonna say?
Man, they got unfair protection. Everybody protected but blacks.
Right.
Well, white people could say they're not protected it too, but they control the world, so...
I mean, people just bringing up shit that they did. It's not like people making shit up that white... Like white people just want everything just to be forgotten about because it happened so long ago. No. Y'all never paid for y'all crimes. Y'all, in fact, y'all ate off it. Matter of fact, y'all was violating people human rights for fucking centuries and eating off the shit. Now everybody's supposed to be in and cool with it because it happened so long ago. No, nigga. It's time to pay the piper. Fuck. Like, nigga...
Said, bro, I never want you here. I will never want to hear you say pay the piper again.
Oh, Lord.
I never want to hear that again. Gotta pay the piper.
You know what the fuck that mean, nigga. You're not a dumbass nigga.
Yeah, but we don't talk like that.
Oh, Lord.
You don't talk like that, fags.
Shut the fuck up. How about that? Shit.
I'm at the point where I'm tired of making everything race, 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 race. But everything is race, 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 race. Right. And I'm tired of not being the, like, being defended or protected. Like, it's our job to protect black people as black people. But I was talking about earlier with the tipping and shit. Black people are the biggest nemesis.
Yeah, we drag each other all the time. Like, even when it comes to that male versus female shit online, most of the five conversations be black men versus black women. Like, I mean, you might, depending on what side of TikTok you're going, you might see some white shit. If you fall down that rabbit hole, but I mean, I'm black, so I see a lot of black shit. So the conversation, every time I see it, is always some old bitter ass nigga or some bitter bitch arguing about who ain't doing what and I ain't paying for this. And like, shut the fuck up, nigga. Just do what works for you. Why y'all having these dumb ass conversations still?
I refuse to partake in that niggerdom.
Yeah, I don't say nothing either, but. I just read it and keep going because they have the same conversation, if not every day, it's every week. Like, god damn, y'all whining about the same shit.
Well, man, what was that book? It was talking about that keep us divided and shit, like, you know, about the color schemes. Like,
yeah, I forgot the name of it. I know what you're talking about, though.
But, yeah. I mean, that's still going on today. If we ever united... powerful.
Oh, yeah.
But I gave up on that uniting shit. I gave up on that. I gave up on that when the NFL did they bullshit with Kaepernick or Nike did they bullshit with Kyrie. Like, we never going to unite. We in it for us. So I'm tired of preaching the deaf ears. So now I'm going to tell everybody do what work for them.
You know what you sound like? Charleston White. That's the same shit he said. He says, I'm done helping niggas. I'm trying to get paid.
Well, I'm not trying to get paid. I don't really think of money.
No, not that part. But he said the same shit about preaching to deaf ears.
Yeah, but I'm at the point we don't unite with nothing. So I'm sick of it. So here's what it is.
I thought you wanted to run for president, nigga.
I do want to run.
But you can't say that, then. You need a black vote.
I don't need nothing. I'm not appealing to niggas. like niggas gonna vote for me anyway. I can give them something shiny. Like what the fuck? I said, bro, you not dumb black people though? Like, not dumb but
ignorant?
Like, so easily distracted. Like, Donald Trump do anything, like, and then he just, like, people believe Black people believe what this nigga say.
I know. I was talking to Eric and my daddy about that earlier. Like, they really believe he the one who gave out them stimulus checks.
They believe he control gas prices. But, like, why would he do that if he the same dude that promised you that wall? Like, y'all believe everything this man say. I can do the same thing. I can tell black people all the time, yeah, we all getting stimulus checks tomorrow. Vote for me, we get them tomorrow. Well, yeah, we better vote for Dominic. Put him in office. Well, I checks. I lied, nigga. Four more years of me. Deal with it. Deal with it. Like black people are so fucking stupid.
Shit. That's our people, dog.
That's your people.
Nigga, what you is then? You Dominican? I forgot you said you Dominicano.
I don't know what I am. I'm saying to these niggas though. Don't trust them new niggas over there. You can final thought this shit, man.
Shit, my final thoughts is it's a great fucking season premiere.
Great.
It was. Nigga, we was so fucking excited, nigga, we forgot to do our fucking drops.
That don't mean it was great, nigga.
First of all, nigga.
Episode trash, don't nigga.
Don't nobody hate on our own product like this, nigga. Don't this nigga say this every week? I want y'all to chime in on this shit. He say this every week.
I'm honest. If we put out a great product, I'm going to say it's great.
You don't ever say it's great. You say it's bad every week.
No, we had a few great products.
Shit. You about to get put in a sleeper hold. I bet you that'd be good content.
You try to put me in sleep? What you going to do, old nasty ass? Shit. Trying to have a nigga sleep? Oh, man, old nasty ass nigga. What you going to do? Try to touch on me, old nasty freaky boy?
Choke your ass out.
Try to choke me? Oh, Lord, this nigga nasty. Boy, you was a freaky ass nigga, so now I don't go that way.
This nigga a pervert.
Now. I don't go that way.
Shit.
Nigga, hit the button, nigga. I say it every week. Ooh, this shit's so mellow. The team ain't solidified. The lid ain't solid. I've been solid since day one. This is episode 150 of the TMI podcast. We streaming everywhere. Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube. We don't issue no apologies. We say what we mean. So if I say fuck you, it's fuck you, nigga. I ain't J. Cole, nigga. I don't backtrack. And I guess we out this bitch, man. The big three. Hollywood, Nikki, and Mike.